Hello, welcome in to episode 70 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today the blether is back with Ree. I've got a whatsy crack, the swap section, the new needles and pin section, and I've got a mum section. I sponsor this from my own business, www.energyhunt.com, which is Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service. It paid for my new laptop and it pays my wage there for the podcast. So get your cup of tea and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week.
Whatsy crack, section.
Whatsy crack. Well, happy new year to you all. I hope 2013 is good for you all. May you all be blessed with good health, happiness and always have a crafty project on the go. Lang may your lum reek, which is long may your chimney spewed emissions, which also means, may you have prosperity enough to afford fuel for your fire and cause your chimney to spew out emissions that SEPA may monitor. I don't think I've explained that at all, eh? Also, a very happy new year from my new works laptop. So if it sounds a little bit different, that's because it is. I'm not even sure that my Yeti microphone is actually plugged in properly. When I say I sponsor this podcast by my own business, generally it's because our business mentor says, you should say that on your podcast because it's marketing. And I use my works laptop to write that and produce the show. As some of you will know, I have moaned about my old laptop occasionally, as it liked to crash. Mainly when I was saving the edits after the last episode. And after the last episode, it totally crashed. And it wouldn't turn back on. I was in the middle of taking the photographs off and some of the documents onto the hard drive. Then hubby managed to fix it and I actually took all the photographs off, but there's loads of other stuff on it for the podcast. Then on Christmas morning, the very last box under the tree was for me and it was marked fragile and he was giggling away to himself. I hadn't wondered about it at all, which is unusual for me, but I think I was too busy about the bairns and trying to get everything else organised. I kind of thought, I wonder if it's a mirror or something ornamental I'm going to have to dust. But lo and behold, it's a shiny HP laptop and he even managed to put it through the business without me noticing. Yes, I wasn't paying enough attention, was I? Imagine missing that an HP laptop coming into the books. But I am so thankful that he worked well. Well, we worked hard last year and the business could afford a new work laptop, which of course is sponsor Rooney of the podcast. Of course, if any of you need our services, please do get in touch on account of the profit is now lowered a tad. I have actually watched a fair few tutorials on Audacity, as it seems to be the best recommended software for audio editing. Unless, of course, you have an Apple Mac, which is GarageBand, and you don't get that for HP ones. I am never getting an Apple Mac, so I'll just have to get really good at Audacity. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, no, I won't. The partner mine was very good, by the way. As well as my festive period, and I hope yours was too. I got a sewing machine. I have told you before, I did get a book called Dressmaking, the Complete Step-by-Step Guide by Alison Smith, which I will review very soon. I got my Knit Your Own Scotland book, it arrived eventually, and they have a Facebook page which you can go and like. Also that one of the authors, Ruth Bailey, is from Thurso originally. They said that it's on its way stateside, so you should be able to get it by the end of January. Now, I've showed this to everybody who's been in my house, and they've been sitting in my kitchen and laughed at the patterns. Not laughed because the patterns are comical, but because they're so Scottish. The photography is really good, and each pattern comes with a wee brief lesson or some kind of history behind why they've chosen the pattern. The little touches such as the Rabbi Burns, he's got a wee book that you knit the cover for and then put paper inside. And William Wallace, it shows you how to make his claymore. Two things I found lacking in the book is that the eyes that they chose for the sheep and the Scotty dog are just evil looking. And the other thing lacking, well, it's not lacking, it's the things that they never made patterns for, such as haggis or iron brew. And actually, they did say that in their article for the Daily Record, that it was the hardest thing of trying to only include 15 patterns. And I really would recommend this book for anyone who has a sense of humour or Scottishness about them. I want to send out some love and positive thoughts to anyone affected by the awful shooting in Sandy Hook, Newtown. I had recorded my last episode that day, so I completely missed the news until it was too late and I was editing. Those bairns were the same age as my Sandy is just now. It is utterly heartbreaking, and because of this, I ask you USA listeners Take the courage to change whatever it is that needs changing so this doesn't happen again. It's a polarising subject, is gun control. So, what I ask of you is that you in the North Pole meet us in the South Pole, in the equator, and move forward together. Have the courage needed to make changes to both the gun control and the mental health support so that this does not happen again. Consideration of change is the first step. Please consider it. Those bairns didn't deserve that.
Now for the blather.
The blather. Re. With reference to concerning the following. RE can also stand for religious education. Something at school sometimes we don't really take seriously, but, you know, in today's day and age, I think it's extremely important that the entire world is educated about as many different religions as possible. To me, the main message of religion is love, and if we did a bit more of that, then maybe the world wouldn't be in such a state. However, this is a new year, and I had thought to talk about renewal. And I says to Richard, oh, I've come up with a subject for the blather, renewal. And he went, oh, that's interesting, dear. So I went back to it and gave it a bit more thought and shortened it to re. So if you open the Minnie Collins dictionary for re, it has 15 pages of suggestions. It is a little dictionary. We could have a re-view 2012. Now, my favourite project was my Allegra shawl by Ruth Crafts. It's opened up lace work to me, and the yarn from Artist Palace yarn is just divine, and I love wearing it. I interviewed loads of designers, and thank you to all for you for doing that. Try please keep in touch, and we won't forget you this year. We had loads of competitions and swaps, which seemed to be a big hit. We had a few imaginary parties and a couple of knit-alongs. I'm not having an imaginary party for the new year, so I think I'll leave it till Burns Night, which is only a couple of weeks away, so don't worry. The Drams has gone from being a special to This Is Louise. She podcasts about knitting and whiskey. And my listener figures are immense. And this was just the podcast, never mind the rest of their lives. I've had a lovely break in the holidays from the madness of normality. It was nice not to have to run to a tight timetable, but only the past few days have I really relaxed. I'm not sure I'm ready. Oh, that doesn't really work. Ready to go back to normal on Monday. This is partly why the podcast is being delayed. You know why I'm a great believer? If it's not making you happy, change something. So I've decided to shorten the podcast time. I'm not going to have the Drams every episode, as although I love doing it, we got a fair scale of new untasted Drams for Christmas, it always lengthens the podcast time, and I need to be stricter myself for changing something for the better. So if you don't always have your favourite section, then please forgive me. I've tried to renew things with new Bairn introductions and new musical stings for the new year. I do intend to keep the Drams, it's not going away. The Scottish segment's turning into the Caithness segment because we're doing the history of Caithness just now. The Comings Up and the Swaps, the Mum 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 section, the What's It Crack, the Blather will all be in, but I might not have them all in every episode. And also I wanted to start the Needles and Pin section too. I could talk about New Year's resolutions because we've looked back and now we're looking forward. Richard asked me what was mine and I said, get fit. He waited for a bit and then he went, well, that's it, get fit. I thought about it and I went, yes, I need to be fit and healthy. If I lose a bit of weight then, cool. If I don't, then I'll just have to live with it. And I've got some new Nike running shoes and they are like running on a cloud. My old New Balance must have been well past their best. So I resolved to be fit. I resolve to be happy about it. I hope your New Year's resolutions are challenging and achievable for you. And if you need a pee stop, because I've left in the dizzy laugh.
Okay.
I had to record that four times before I could get it, sort of, that it wasn't going to blow your ears off.
Needles and pins.
Needles and pins. I have noticed over the years that needles and pins are a very important part of the crafter's kit. Even if you're a paper crafter, you will use them. Pins to make the holes for brads, or sewing paper together, or take the peel off stickers to get the backing off a double-sided sellotape. I then thought it might be a good section to talk about. It's an immensely huge subject. I hardly know where to start, so I went back to the beginning. I'll start with a humble sewing needle. Scooby-doo, Scooby-doo, back in time, because we're going. History dates back to 28,000 BC. I'm wondering if this is before the Mayan calendar. Ah, you got that wrong, didn't you, Mayans? The earliest known sewing needle is developed in Aruganasia. Now, I practiced that, it still sounds wrong. Aruganasia. Aruga. Is that not a song by the Beach Boys? This is the archaeological culture of the Upper Paleolithic, located in Europe and Southwest Asia. The needles were handcrafted and made of bones, and the needle has a split head instead of an eye. Isn't it amazing that they know this? They must have found one, and one to last for 28,000 years. Wow, that must be just the needle.
The needle.
The early needles were handmade out of bone, and over 17,000 years ago by Western Europeans and Central Asians, and it was used for sewing skins and furs. 17,500 BC, the first needles with eyes emerge. I wonder if that was kind of like a wheel moment. Then 7,000 BC, copper needles were produced in Armenia. 2,500 BC, bronze needles are born. That's nice. I wonder if they had a head wedding ceremony for them and called them names. 500 BC, the drawing plate is used for producing wire. 60 AD, Fryager is credited with discovering embroidery. Thank you, Fryager, even though I'm saying your name wrong. I like embroidery. 1496, Leonardo da Vinci constructs a machine to point sewing needles. I like you too, Leonardo. Thank you. I like a sharp needle. 1615, Aachen shows the way by making needles from fine, pure steel. Ah, you're all right too. You're all right. I'll let you off. 1730, Stephen Bessel founds a needle factory in Aachen, Germany. I'm probably not pronouncing that either right. Distel, is that right or not? Aachen? Aachen? 1845, Elias Howensinger invent the sewing machine. Hooray! I got that information from sewingmantra.com. So, on to the present day, where if I type in sewing needles into Google, I'm offered well over 35 pages and more, because I got fed up looking after 35 pages of clicking forward, forward, forward. So you can imagine that the humble sewing needle was part of the caveman's survival kit. They would use it to make clothes which would keep them warm, and if you had one of them, you must have been a big thing in the cave. Nowadays, there's so many different types of sewing needles, you need to first decide what your purpose of sewing is before choosing the appropriate needle. I have a book from the library called Beginner's Guide to Needlecrafts by Charlotte Gerlings, and it's published by Arcturus. And I'd recommend this because it's a good starter kit for beginners. In it, we start at the beginning for equipment, needles, pins and cutting tools, page 12. The first needle is a sharp with a capital S, and that's not Sean Bean with an E at the end. A sharp is a medium length and pointed with a round eye for general sewing, and it has standard cotton or polyester threads. Most needles these days are nickel plated, and if you're just doing the odd bit of sewing, they're more than adequate. But if you're into sewing and like your equipment to last, consider investing in gold or platinum or black plated needles. They don't discolour or rust or bend as easily. I have some of these kitties. They're much nicer to use. So that's us starting our path to the enlightenment of the needle. So don't prick yourself because that hurts. Especially not your fingernail. Oh yeah.
Coming up, it's there.
Coming up. I got through my door the leaflet for the Glasgow ICHF Creative Stitches and Hobbycraft Show on the 7th to the 10th of March 2013. They will be having an exhibition of some Jane Austen garments from the likes of the BBC shows and the films. So for those of you who are into all things Jane Austen, then this would be wonderful. I myself, I'm not going, due to someone in my house having a special birthday with a zero in it. It's not me, because I've got another 2 years to go before I hit it. So the following weekend is the Yarn Fest in Edinburgh, which promises to be wonderful. I got an email from Linda, which I had included in the last episode, but I heavily edited the last episode due to it crashing and there being too much in it. So here it is now. I don't think you'd mind it being a couple of weeks late, because we've still got plenty of time to prepare for this. She said, as you may know by now, the Edinburgh Yarn Festival is organised by three keen Edinburgh-based knitters who felt that we had been travelling to yarn festivals far and wide too long, and the time had come to organise something exciting right here on our doorstep in Edinburgh. We are Jo, who is Josie on Ravelry, Mika, which is Lily Britt, and Linda, which is Crafty Ali. So go befriend them and ask them questions. We will be offering a small number of classes in knitting and crochet techniques. We will also have a photograph booth where people can enter their best knit or crochet wear into a competition with a grand prize. The main attraction though will be the marketplace, which will be offering hand-dyed yarns, hand-spun yarns, haberdashery and fibre amongst other things. What we are aiming for is a sociable gathering of discerning knitters, curious knitters, proto-knitters and crocheters who want to buy something lovely, perhaps learn a new skill, meet with friends for coffee and cake. Oh, she said the magic word there. Cake. Cake. Edinburgh Yarn Festival will be located at Out of the Blue Drill Hall on Dalmeny Street, which is easily accessible from the centre of town via Leith Walk. They've chosen the venue as it has excellent light from its glass panel ceiling, a good feeling of usable space, and importantly, a fine cafe with a lunch menu as well as cake. Cake. Tea and coffee. Sorry, cake. The blog is now up and running and we will update it regularly with information about our mission, the venue, the stall holders and other things that might interest people that live in Edinburgh or intend to come to our fair city to attend Edinburgh Yarn Festival. And I'll go through the vendors closer to the town. Doesn't it just sound ace? So thank you, Linda, who's Crafty Ali. All of you who love Edinburgh would just lap this up. And you, Beth Hall, you'd be star at this. I think you should go. You could go and do the Edinburgh tour and then you could get some yarny goodness in the same weekend. It just sounds lovely.
The grandma, grandma, grandma section.
Here is the mum, mum, mum section, which I recorded on Christmas Day just after we did the dishes. Hello, welcome to the mum, mum, mum section. Today's mum, mum, mum section finds me and mum just after cleaning the dishes on Christmas Day. Happy Christmas, everybody. Everybody's having a wee break. Digestion before we get on to the pudding. I was asking Mum about the Mum 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 section and then we got to talking about what she's been crafting recently and it's quite interesting, so I stopped cleaning and asked her about it. I thought we could record it and you could hear it. Mum, hello.
Hello, happy Christmas everybody. Hope you've had a lovely day as we have and with the grandchildren. Been lovely.
It does, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
So, Mum, what is it you've been crafting?
Well, I bought Daisy a dolly bed from IKEA and I didn't like the bedding. It was plain blue. So what I did was I made a quilt, a new quilt, and a pillowcase for the cot or the bed, whatever. What it is, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 squares across, 4 blocks, 5 down, and the blocks are 2¾ they were cut.
How big is the whole quilt?
It's 16 by 13.
And that's old money. We're talking inches here.
Oh yes, inches, yes. Ah. And the colours are very pretty. I did, was it a duvet cover for her?
When she was born.
I did a duvet cover and I had lots of material left. And so when I was cutting up the duvet cover, I had triangles and I just put them into a bag and forgot about them. But they're all matching. There's little butterflies, lovely little flowers. There's spots and hearts.
And daisy flowers.
Yes. And they're all, the colours are beautiful pinks and cerise pink, mm-hmm. And spots pale pink and white and mauve, and it all tones in beautiful. So I thought, I'll use these. So I joined the materials and different blocks, some with the dots and some with the bonnie patterns, and then plain pink with the patterns, and then a plain one with spots. So it just, you know, and it was just put down and I rearranged it all.
How long did you spend doing that?
Not long, but because it was all cut out, the triangles, It was quite tiny. The triangle...
You are not kidding.
The square itself, one of the squares is 1 2/8...
Of an inch.
Of an inch.
Tell me what you're measuring that with, Mum.
Your tape measure what you got out for cracker.
Christmas cracker.
A Christmas cracker at lunchtime.
I don't think they have them in America.
Oh, crackers, do they not?
I don't think so.
Oh, we have them, we pull them and have, there's paper hats in, a little motto.
Or a joke.
Or a joke. And a little...
Favour.
Favour.
And you're lucky if you get a good one. I got a tape measure. I thought, how appropriate.
I put the sashings of toning material and I cut them at an inch.
What's a sashing?
That's the material that goes in between the blocks, down the way and across the way.
It's kind of like the lead in a stained glass window, would you think? But obviously material and coloured, and it's nothing like a window. But it defines and draws round and gives everything a border, I would say.
Yes, well, yes. The border on every block. Mm-hmm. And it makes it bigger and longer. Mm-hmm. So on the reverse, I was going to put the same sort of material but in strips, but I thought, I've got some lovely material from IKEA and it has a teddy on, a windmill, a polar bear and a star and a whale, and the background's blue. And I just thought, that'd be lovely because Daisy would be able to reverse it on her little bed if she wanted to. So I quilted separately the back and the wadding, or the batting. Mm-hmm. We call it wadding. Mm-hmm. And I measured from corner to corner, drew the line, measured 2 inches, and then drew the line 2 inches till I got to the corner.
How did you draw it? What width did you use?
Oh, it's the correct pen, and it's blue. You can get different colours, but I use blue. And when you're finished sewing, you sew along the lines, and then I did it the opposite way. So they're like diamonds, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And you get the wet cloth and you go right away down the blue line and it just comes off straight away.
Right. And I think is that called a disappearing pen?
Yes,
pain?
Yes.
Kind of like secret society quilting.
No. So the front, I got a new foot for stitching in the ditch.
I like to call this ditching in the stitch because I never stay in the ditch. However, Mum, tell them how it's supposed to be done.
Well, I stitched in the ditch. You see there's a join there, mm-hmm. in a very small square. So that small square is just an inch and 1 2. Well, it'll be an inch and a half before I sewed up.
What's a ditch? As in not something that water runs into. When you're talking in quilting, what is a ditch?
A seam.
A seam?
Yes, and mine are diamonds, so I stitched in the ditch. Now, you could use any kind of thread. Quilting thread I use, but any colour. And this one I used is beige. And on the sashings, I used pink and I used two different kinds of patterns from my sewing machine.
Yeah, sewing machine, but yeah. It has patterns on it.
Usually, you know, you put a border on.
A binding.
A binding, sorry. And then you hand stitch it. But because I needed the correct measurements, which I had just made this pattern up, I didn't need an extra border or sashing. So I got the back with the wadding and I quilted that, and I did the front just single and quilted that, and then I joined the two right sides together and then turned it inside out and then hand stitched the opening and used a different pattern.
So it's stay stitching, sort of.
No, it's just a pattern for...
No, but would that be the technique, the sort of stay stitching?
Oh, no. It's just because I wanted to... The shape.
The shape and the wadding in the right place.
Yes. I used... That's blanket stitch from me machine.
And you did it top and bottom.
And sides.
And two sides.
And voila.
It's lovely.
Daisy's little... quilt cover. Oh, and I did a pillowcase. Well, two actually. I can't find the first one. But when I find it, she'll have two little pillows for the dolly's head.
Did it come with a dolly?
There was the blue quilt cover and there was the blue pillow.
Where did the dolly come from?
Oh, I got that.
Oh, right.
From a missionary from church. Was selling stuff, so I bought that. I put it in the drawer and 2 years ago, but because she got dollies, etc., and I didn't think she would really, you know, because it's got ribbons and everything.
She wasn't old enough at the time.
No, she wasn't old enough, mm-hmm. So she is this year, and she seems to love it.
She did. I had it set up beside my computer, and I'll take a photograph of it. I'll have a photograph on Flickr so that you know what we're talking about. And you can refer to the front and the back and how the front is different to the back. And Daisy came stomping through, all 4-year-old of her, and picked it off the computer and went back and put it back on the bed. I was laughing.
It was funny. Yeah. And what I did do, I used the quilt, the blue quilt, what I got from IKEA, and I put that as a... on top of the board, like, you know, what be the mattress, mm-hmm. and then covered it with a sheet. And it's very tight, so she won't be able to lift it. But it's made it...
comfortable for a dolly.
Yes.
Anyway, she's delighted with it. So there's your mum section. And we're away to have our Christmas pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have put up a photo of bed for Dolly, which, as we have said, was from IKEA. It seems to be a big hit with Daisy because she carries it about the house, and still, when she's asked what she got from Santa, she says, lots of stuff. She also says, Grandma got me a bed for my Dolly, and a Dolly. So she's really happy about it.
The swap section.
Swap. The last swap seemed to be a big success. Nobody seemed to have any problems enough to tell me, as I packed away my Christmas decorations, my new beaded snowflakes went into the box of my precious. No, I'm not Gollum. I just wanted to say that. I liked Gollum. He was very good in The Hobbit, by the way. Very much enjoyed it, and now I'm quite glad that they're stretching it over 3 films. Although they probably could do it in 2, but we've got 3 films to go through. Yes. Back to the next swap. It's for a dishcloth in any pattern. It doesn't need to be handmade if you don't have cotton. And also a recipe that means something to you. You might have a family recipe or one that you just go back to all the time. I myself have 2 to pass on. And I'll tell you about one of them once I've allocated the swappies and posted mine. If any of you got gifts at Christmas you would think that need rehomed, such as I got soap. So did my mum, actually. So my soap is going into the parcel. It's not that I'm ungrateful. I love the fact that the person spent the time and the money on me, but they don't know me enough to know that I can't use soap unless it has goat's milk in it, pretty much. So the last date for signing up is the 15th of January 2013, and I think I've got it down for sending out at the end of the month, so you've got 2 weeks to do it. I've made half my dishcloth last night sitting watch the cook school class, so they don't take long at all. In fact, they take that little time. I suppose you could always do more than one. And they're a really good way of practicing a new stitch or technique, or just using up bits and pieces of your cotton that you've got. There are a few not done swap before people signed up, so welcome in. So and enjoy getting the lovely post. It's nice. I have no drams this episode, but if you still need a fix of me and Richard getting sozzled and giggling, head on over to the lovely Nick from Yarns from the Plane podcast, where she has her 3rd year podiversary. And yeah, I sang happy birthday to her and then realised she's not editing this the same way I would. I would have taken that bit out. But Richard and I, we do a New Year's roundup and we test her homemade raspberry vodka, damson gin and brandy liqueurs. She posted to me in the post. She didn't brew or distill the vodka, the gin, or the brandy. She bought them and she has paid tax. I did mean to put that in hers, but we kind of got distracted. It was funny. I warn you now, it does have Skype sound. And she hasn't deleted me sounding like a giggling banshee. Thanks, Nick. But it's good fun. And especially nearer the end when we've all had a bit too much to drink. I can still remember the sore head from the next day, so I'm not in a desperate hurry to record the next drams. Hobby was slightly disappointed tonight when I said, no, no, I'm not having a drams in this episode. However, coming up, we will have a Scatter 12, a Monkey Shoulder, a Spayburn 10, just for you! Yes, I know! A Cardew 12, and to name a few, I'm not in any way giving it up, I'm just not doing it this episode.
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah section. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to download this and then listen. Especially you, Ivy Fox, who went to the Infinity and Beyond and won the Most Persistent Listener Award. Podbean had changed its uploader thingy, so if anyone else has problems, I can put it into a Dropbox folder and then if you email me, I can email you back. If you have problems, just let me know and I'll see what I can do. My email address is caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. I'm on Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook as caithnesscraft. You can access the Flickr post photos from LouiseJ2010 or via the Podbean site as www.caithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. And the photos are down on the right-hand side. We will have a list of the drams covered in there. At some point soon. Richard said it was a good idea. I think he said it last month, but hey, we're only in 5 days in. The music has been provided again from the lovely Jodie McGilvery. Thank you, Jodie. And that's Auld Lang Syne, because really, it's still just in time to say Happy New Year to you all. Thank you for listening. Lang may your lum reek. Keep on crafting.